miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you by UBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. On your email for any questions or comments for Dr. Mike or our guest coming up at 35 past the hour, Dr. John LaPuma. He is the New York Times bestselling author of Refuel. That'll be at 35 minutes after the hour. There's good news. We're eating healthier, Dr. Mike, at least at home, right?
Yeah, this to me is actually an amazing finding, if you will. And it occurs, I don't know how this was in the Nehane study database. So they looked at about 10,000 Americans, and they compared them to those in 2005 and before. And it was a study done by the Department of Agriculture, which it's the national health study, if you will. Working adults consumed an average of 118 fewer calories in 2010 than in 2005. Americans also reported eating more home-cooked meals with their families, fewer in restaurants. And though the economy played a role, they were reading nutritional labels more often. And 115 calories isn't a small thing, meaning if you do that for a year, you may lose as much as 10 pounds. Total fat, 3.3% down. Saturated fat, 6% less. Cholesterol, 8% less. Fiber intake increased by 1.2 grams, which is 7.5% a day. So these are really all positive trends. And as I go around the country, I'm beginning to see people actually look at the calories and look somewhat at the nutrition and what they're eating, even when they go out.
Well, what do you conclude from that, then? Why are people doing that? Why are they cutting down on some of these and the reading labels? Why is that?
You know, I'd like to believe that we're having an effect. That is, all of us physicians and shows like this, et cetera, the tips on your morning show on WSYR, all of these things have a effect in getting people to choose healthier. You know, the guy I play ping pong with told me he was motivated, even though he lost to me today. I do want to get
that in.
He doesn't lose to me often.
You won a game?
I won more than one game. I won 3 out of 5. But in fact, he said he's now on a diet. He attributed it to the diet taking away his energy. But he's got this program where he eats half. So instead of having, when they serve him at a restaurant, he will take half of it home automatically right away. Rather than eating it, he's trying to lose weight and get in better shape. I told him he has to work out more, and he said the ping pong was enough workout, as we actually do sweat during the ping pong game. And of course, ping pong is one of the best games for your memory function. It requires quick changes in direction, and that helps memory for some reason.
How long do you play when you play?
We play about an hour.
That's good. That's good. Do you have a curve on your serve?
I tell you that I do cardiovascular exercise every, 3 days a week. I do 10,000 steps every day. Don't go to bed without it. Uh-oh. I do cardiovascular exercise, that is stamina exercise, for 48 minutes 3 times a week. And twice a week I do weightlifting, too. So, I mean, it is not just ping pong that I do.
You have a curve on that serve at table tennis?
He has a lot of spin on his serves, yes, sir. But
how about you? Are you?
He did go down to defeat today, you know. So we can't say much. And it wasn't that I threw the 2 games he won. He won those. I'm saying this because I'm hoping he's listening to this. I would. He and I are both too competitive to let either one get an extra point.
Do you play mind games? You try to get in your opponent's head?
He's very good at that. He's much better at that than I am. He, as you know, he's a little older than I am, and he demands a point for each year difference in age. Today he said, I had another birthday, and that birthday was so significant I should get 2 points extra for a difference in age. He's never had to take 1 point. He, as you know, he usually beats me, and it's only, I think, 3 out of the last 4 times I have been victorious, though.
That's pretty funny. I was going to say, you'd mentioned weightlifting, and you talk about your 10,000 steps all the time, and you mentioned you do some weightlifting. I've never asked you this. What is involved in your what kind of weightlifting program do you do?
Well, the best weightlifting, you know, there are a lot of things constitute weightlifting. Yoga in holding poses, so it is your muscle getting tired within 2 minutes of your doing something. So a plank is a weightlift, and obviously if your muscles get so tired as you can't hold the plank for 2 minutes, then that constitutes resistance exercise. What really resistance exercise is you do it so long or so strenuously that you develop micro tears, small tears in the muscle that then get the muscle to say, hey, you tore me today, but I'm going to build it up so you can't tear me the next time. And that's really what happens. You build up muscle that way. So I actually do 2 types of exercise for weightlifting. The major one I do is actually free weights. The value of doing free weights versus machines is that you get balance with the free weights. Obviously, you have to be able to keep your balance when you're lifting the free weights, so that's how you get balance. The second type, I do some machines, and I, of course, do plank and pull-up and sit-up and push-up. If you want to do only 3 exercises, the ones you do are pull-up, sit-up, or crunch, and push-up or plank. And the reason you do that, those 3, those are the core, which are the most important muscles for balance and for not falling down and not breaking something. So those are the 3 that are best. And there are real standards on it. You know, in other words, if you're over the age of 55 and can do 15 push-ups in the regular form for guys, 15 with knees for women, you're in the most fit category. Similarly, for sit-ups, it's above 25 at age 55. So those are some things to do, and believe it or not, it's 3 pull-ups for men and 1 for women gets you the average in America at age 30. So we're really, I mean, pull-ups are tough to do, but our weight gain has caused us to not be able to do many of those.
The trainer once told me the perfect exercise is the push-up. It tests all your muscle abilities, a push-up does. Somebody told me that once.
I think that's right. I think a push-up plus or a plank, plank is another version of it, mm-hmm. where you hold steady and get some of the back muscles as well as the push-up does, as well as the pull-up. If you're going to do 2, they say pull-up and push-up. But the 3 are what most people say together, pull-up, push-up, and crunch or sit-up are the 3 to do, and I try and do those. Have you done a plank, Joe?
I never knew what a plank was until you told me about it now, so it's something I'll... No, I've never done it. I've never heard of it before other than what you told me about it now. We'll take a break and be back with our guest. Our guest segment's coming up. He's ready for you to start to refuel. It's a 24-day eating plan to shed fat. Dr. John LaPuma, the author of Refuel. He's our guest right after the break. Time out on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.